The Blessings of Temple Marriage, Elder John Longdon, John Longdon, Conference Report, October 1956, pages 51-52. In the opening remarks of President David O. McKay yesterday morning, he offered a prayer that we might be inspired and encouraged. Truly his prayer has been answered, for we have been inspired, our testimonies have been strengthened, we have received encouragement to live the words of the Lord. President McKay also quoted from the Master wherein he said we should deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow him, that we might be able to enjoy a life in this mortal existence regardless of its trials or its obstacles. In the limited time afforded me this morning, I should like to suggest one important principle of the gospel, that of temple marriage. If we would follow the Master, we must understand this principle and take advantage of the blessings it offers. I would encourage young people to prepare for this glorious experience in the temples of the Lord by living clean, good lives, by studying and praying, that Satan may have no power to keep them out of the temple. Just as we are dedicated to getting our young folk into the temple, so is Satan dedicated to keeping them out. I should like to relate three experiences which I trust will stimulate your thinking and motivate some to action. We never know when Satan is at work. It was my privilege a few years ago to witness a marriage ceremony in the temple performed by President McKay. The young people who were being married came from good Latter-day Saint homes where they participated in family and individual prayer. To an outsider, it would seem that all was well. Yet, following the ceremony, I overheard the young bride say as she embraced her mother, "Why did I ever think of marrying any other way?" This indicated to me that there was a question in her mind at one time. Too many members of our church do not understand the principles of temple marriage and succumb to the wiles of Satan in being satisfied with the civil marriage, or worse still, they do not cherish virtue and are not worthy to go into the temple. This brings me to my second story. A lovely Latter-day Saint mother told me of her son who had been taught the principles of the gospel, to respect his body and keep it clean. He was to be married on the morrow in the temple. The evening before the ceremony his friends gave him a party, and when he arrived home he tiptoed into his mother's bedroom as had been the custom, regardless of the hour, awakening his mother and sitting upon her bed. He said, "Mother, I have a confession to make to you tonight." For a moment her heart sank. "I am just as clean tonight as the day you gave me birth." My, what a dividend to a parent. My child is worthy of temple marriage. The third story is a review of an experience from the life of Brother Matthew Cowley and his dear wife Elva. I trust she will forgive me. Matthew and she were working in Washington, D.C. They decided to be married there by civil law and then later on to come out to the temple and be sealed for time and eternity. Their invitations were printed and were about to be mailed when a letter came from Matthew's father pleading that they forsake such a plan and be married by that authority which God has restored to earth. He even forwarded the money for their transportation back to Salt Lake City. Their response was favorable. The gospel teachings from early youth, almost put aside for a time, finally registered upon the minds of these young people. They obeyed, and have always rejoiced that they followed the counsel of their parents. It is not good to substitute a civil ceremony even for a time when it is at all possible to accept the blessings of a temple marriage. Young people, this is my testimony in all humility and sincerity to you this day. Regardless of the promptings you may have to the contrary, stop, deliberate, and pray, study, and let the truth and light of the gospel come through. In conclusion, the words of Robert Burns come to me: an atheist's laughs are a poor exchange for deity offended. There may be those who would scoff at temple marriage. Never offend our eternal Father in Jesus Christ by not accepting one of their greatest and most important blessings. May God bless us as parents to teach more earnestly this vital truth of temple marriage, and may our children respond to these teachings. I humbly pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.